The First Amendment protects freedom of speech. In a press conference denouncing groups like the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazi Party, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said the city will do everything in its power to keep hate out of the city. But Roger Williams constitutional law professor Jared Goldstein says any people, including Nazis, are technically free to gather anywhere.
There's no question under U.S. law that hate speech is protected speech as long as it doesn't incite immediate violence.
According to Goldstein, what counts as immediate violence is narrowly defined.
For instance, if you're standing in front of an angry crowd and you say, let's go burn down the Capitol building, well, that wouldn't be protected. But if you said, I think violence is a good idea in the cause that we're fighting for, that would actually be protected.
Goldstein says unless actual violence is about to break out, law enforcement can't step in, even if a demonstration attracts speakers with extreme or unpopular views.
If there's a angry crowd who are yelling at a speaker, or the police don't have the right to shut down the speaker just because there's an angry crowd there.
Goldstein cites a case from the 1970s when a self-proclaimed Nazi group wanted to march through a predominantly Jewish neighborhood in Illinois wearing swastikas. The case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled the march could take place. Ximena Condi, Rhode Island Public Radio.